This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister underscores viability of National Housing Trust. Jamaica's hotel room stock boosted, and winners in Digital Jam 3.0 competition urged to make best use of their prizes. Stay with us. The news in detail after this message.
St. Catherine, St. Andrew, St. Thomas, Kingston. The Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change in collaboration with Global Water Partnership Caribbean wants to hear your views on the draft water sector policy and implementation plan. Come participate in a public consultation Wednesday, April 30 at the Courtlay Hotel starting at 6 p.m. The draft policy is available on the Ministry's website at mwh.gov.jm, at its Documentation Center, 25 Dominica Drive, Kingston, or from parish libraries and regional post offices.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has issued a call to action to Jamaicans to stay the course as the government takes the tough decisions necessary to restore the country's economic footing. Delivering her presentation to the budget debate in Parliament Tuesday, Mrs. Simpson-Miller acknowledged the sacrifices being made in all sectors of the population. However, she noted that with a selfless, unified effort, the economy will be better for generations to come.
I see a bright future ahead of us. We cannot throw away our sacrifices and our gains now. We must all work that much harder. We must stay the course. Let us work together to build a bright and glorious future for Jamaica, land we love.
Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips will close the 2014-2015 budget debate in Gordon House later today. In the meantime, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has assured that the National Housing Trust is solvent with an asset base of $205 billion. Mrs. Simpson-Miller, who has portfolio responsibility for the trust, says the agency's mandate has not changed and it continues to provide affordable housing with emphasis on middle and lower income contributors.
During the last fiscal year, the NHT spent over $22 billion on housing construction and mortgage financing. Last year, the trust made refunds to over 150,000 contributors, totaling $3.8 billion. Over 7,500 mortgage loans were provided to contributors. The NHT built 2,100 housing solutions during 2013-2014. Through the Joint Finance Mortgage Program, the NHT provided over $3 billion in loans to contributors through our private sector partners.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was making her presentation to the 2014-2015 budget debate in the House of Representatives Tuesday under the theme, Going for Growth and Development, Working for the People. The number of rooms in the hotel sector has increased by 140, with the recent opening of the first Sensatore Hotel by Charisma Hotel and Resorts in Negril, Westmoreland. Charisma owns and manages five other Sensatore resorts across the world, with Sensatore Negril being the first to be established in the English-speaking Caribbean. The hotel chain is part of the TUI Travel PLC group. Minister of Tourism and Entertainment Dr. Wickham McNeil has lauded the partnership between Jamaica and TUI Travel PLC, the largest tour operator in Europe. He says the relationship between Jamaica and TUI has grown over the last 2 years with significant results. Minister McNeil was addressing the official opening ceremony for the Sensatore Hotel in Westmoreland recently. And Junior Technology Minister Julian Robinson is urging winners of the recently concluded Digital Jam 3.0 Caribbean Edition to use their prizes wisely. Minister Robinson says the prizes are an opportunity for winners to further develop projects and start their own businesses.
All of those activities are ultimately around an attempt to build a ecosystem of innovation and entrepreneurship. It's around how do we put in place the various programs to support you in the ideas that you have and taking those ideas to the next level. And this is not the end. There are plans going forward so that we can ensure these ideas actually become businesses.
Mr. Robinson was addressing winners of the competition at a handover ceremony at the corporate offices of the World Bank in Kingston Tuesday. The top prize of $10,000 went to CrimeBot, a mobile app to map crime hotspots and alert users about crimes happening nearby. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.